Radio 94 WIP. This is the afternoon show. Ike Reese, Tom Kelly, and Elliot Shoreparks. Spike and Jack will be back tomorrow before the Phil's 4 o'clock game. We'll have leading off coming up in a few minutes before the game tonight. 6:40 first pitch, Aaron Nola and Justin Verlander tonight. Great pitching matchup. But first, it's time for the text line brought to you by Benari Jewelers. Don't settle for ordinary. Choose extraordinary. Choose Benari Jewelers at Exton and Newtown Square, online at BenariJewelers.com. Text line, Francisco.
Screw you, Jahan. Paris Campbell from his couch.
Well, should he correct that to Johan?
Yeah.
That's his name, Johan.
Stop.
I think Paris will be back.
I'm on it now. It's Jahan. Right. I'm on it.
Yeah, I think he'll be back.
All right. So Paris Campbell back with the Eagles.
Yeah, you might want to take that text back.
All right.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Tension in the locker room.
All right.
There was too much of that last year.
Yeah. Next text.
Poor Ike having to work with two negative Nancys, Frank and Ardmore.
I thought that was going to be a Jack or a Spike text.
Yeah. Negative or realistic here?
It depends on how you view it.
I don't think we've been over the top negative today.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Aside from the first
Not segment. Over the top.
Pretty negative first segment.
Yeah.
But.
Well, I had to push you just to find out just how far you wanted to take it.
Yeah.
You had him against the ropes.
I'll take it pretty far.
Well, I'll tell you, TK's a tough kid.
Yeah.
Yep.
Tough Irishman.
Yep. Next one.
Hope you guys cherished every moment I wasn't here the last 2 days. The fun is over. Spike getting ready for work tomorrow.
No more asking how
so
people
true,
are doing.
Yes.
Yeah.
Everybody's gotten a pass to ask us how we're doing and everything else.
And the callers have taken notice, too. I mean, they have taken liberties over the last couple days. Some asking us up to, two, three times how we're doing.
Yes, on purpose, yes.
The politeness is gone. Yeah. Starting tomorrow. The pleasantries are over.
Yeah, Spike would have been very upset the last couple days.
No Arthur in Scottsdale today? TK scared him away. Glenn in Virginia.
Mm. Yeah, we didn't hear from him. I thought Arthur would follow up today to put me in my place.
Maybe the Moomoo's got him.
Yeah,
the Moomoo's got him.
Forgot about the Moomoo's.
Well, he didn't know how to handle you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you used to talking to Arthur?
Yeah, I've spoken to Arthur before, not in a while.
Yeah.
I think he's been in the slammer the last couple of years.
Well, when he goes on those hiatus.
Yeah.
Was it at the Super Bowl where you were supposed to meet up with him? Yeah.
Well, it was when he was going on about Aaron Judge hitting 50 home runs. I'm like,
no, I'm
dude,
with
nobody
you.
Cares
yeah,
about
exactly.
This. Come on.
As camp is officially wrapped up, I'd like to thank Elliot once again for creating my legend from this summer. Jalen at the NovaCare.
Yeah, I mean,
that's the truth to that.
Hey,
it's like I said, it's a new Tommy in me.
It's a big summer, and who knows? Maybe it did influence the line for week one.
Look, the line was 1.5. He set the record and moved to 2.5. I don't know what else to say.
Hey.
Well, I tell you, for what it's worth, it certainly pushed me in that direction.
There you go.
I'm feeling more positive about the season.
And you should. I mean, if Jalen plays like he did in training camp, this debate we're having, I mean, they'll be at 12-plus wins.
It's just, Elliot, your whole stats is tied to Jalen's performances. You have so much riding on this season.
No, yeah, for sure. I mean, I think the biggest guarantee is he's throwing an interception week one. All the no interception talk, this just feels like that's what
Well, whenever he throws a pick, people are going to think of you first and foremost.
First. So
that's a good thing.
Well, not if he doesn't week one or two. If he can make it to week three or four, I think I'll be good.
Yeah. There you go. Let's go to Jim in Belmar. What's up, Jim?
Hey, good afternoon. Nice to talk to you finally there, Tom Kelly. Hello, Ike Reese.
What's up, Jim?
Happy Tuesday. I'm calling because I'm a baseball head, and I've been following Alec Boehm for the past couple of days, and he's colder than the Arctic. I was interested in hearing your opinion on, how do you know when to bench somebody? I mean, because you got Edmundo Sosa there that can give him a break, but Tom Rob keeps putting him out there, and I'm thinking, I give full props to Rob, but my question is if he doesn't do anything this game, do you bench him next game or you give him a day off? Not benching, because obviously he's done very well this year. I think it's the best I've ever seen him, to be honest with you. But I just wanted to get your input.
Well, I think it's a feel thing, Jim. I mean, he got a day off last week after his on-base streak came to an end. And, I mean, last night, yes, he struck out in that eighth inning at bat. It wasn't a terrible at bat, though. Like, he had fouled a ton of pitches off. And in the end, you know, it was unfortunate he ended up striking out. But I think that is where Rob Thompson throughout the course of a regular season is pretty good, though. Like, he's kept throwing Castellanos out there. I think he thinks Boehm's probably better off than staying in the lineup.
But I mean, like, he's been like 0-for-8 with eight bad. His body language is, man, I don't know what I need to do to get out of this funk, kind of thing.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. And, listen,
I hate seeing it, but I mean, like, I guess I would prefer that you would have like your best team on the field, especially now, because we're getting ready for postseason, and what we're doing now, like, really matters. Like, you
that's part of the quandary that Rob Thompson is in, because if you don't think Alec Boehm is one of his best hitters in his lineup, I don't know what to tell you. He is. He's
a cleanup hitter.
He's been slumping really over the last month compared to what he got off to the hot start of doing. When you look at his numbers over the last month or so, you know what? I wouldn't be opposed, and I normally don't do this. I wasn't in favor of sitting Trey Turner. I've certainly never been in favor of sitting Bryce Harper when he struggles. But Alec Boehm's body language does say something to me.
Like, he needs some
time. That he's frustrated. That he's very frustrated. He didn't run out of play once last week. You got Bryce basically having to put an arm around him the other night in the dugout. And then last night, he obviously was frustrated after watching that third strike go right down the damn middle in a clutch situation late in the game. And you saw his reaction after that. So, and that's why I actually thought when I saw him out there, TK, he didn't have on his red and blue. He had on different colors. So I thought, I'm like, is Alec Boehm sitting tonight?
Right. You asked if he was off tonight. Yeah. He's in the lineup.
He's in the lineup. So but I wonder if they are thinking about that.
Yeah.
Like you said, he just had a day last week.
Right.
Do you think sticking with Taiwan and giving him another start makes it harder for Thompson to bench other players due to performance?
No, I think it's a different situation. I think with Boehm, it's kind of a different situation entirely.
It's kind of giving him a mental break now.
So it's not a benching. It's a yeah. Okay.
And my guess is, like, when you see something like that in the eighth inning last night, it's that a guy's guessing at the plate.
Yes.
I mean, because you're obviously not, you know, reacting and watching that pitch come in. He was looking for a breaking ball. He was. I mean, he got a perfect pitch to hit
straight
and just couldn't pull the trigger.
Yeah.
So I think that's going on with Alec. Right. You need to swing, and I think that's a sign that the guy's struggling mentally. But without further ado, thank you to Elliot Shoreparks.
Thank you.
Been here for the afternoon.
Fun 2 days with you guys.
Appreciate it, bro.
It was a fun 2 days.